Then I give the floor to the representative of Chile.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chile is grateful to Slovenia for convening this briefing under the item Threats to International Peace and Security. We're also grateful to Ms. Khalid Kiari, Assistant Secretary General for Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific. Mr. President, Chile would like to express its profound concern regarding the deployment of military action in the Caribbean and reject any armed activity that could put at risk the stability and peace of the region. These considerations recall the need to respect international law, territorial integrity and sovereignty, peaceful resolution of disputes, the prohibition of the threat of the use of force, and respect for international law. Chile would like to also underscore the urgent need to continue undertaking coordinated efforts to confront transnational organized crime, as well as our conviction that Latin America and the Caribbean must continue to be a zone of peace. My country has always been consistent in its position. Chile does not recognize the legitimacy of the current regime led by Mr. Nicolas Maduro. Due to the absence of democratic conditions, electoral guarantees, and full respect for the rule of law. At the same time, we reaffirm that our position is always geared towards the defense, the protection of the Venezuelan people, whose rights and dignity must be placed at the center of any international considerations. The context of tensions that we're observing should not make us forget the prolonged deterioration of the institutions, the restrictions on political and civic rights, and the lack of effective opportunities for democratic participation. In addition to that, there's a grave humanitarian and migratory crisis that has become one of the most serious sources of displacement in the contemporary world. Millions of Venezuelans have been forced to abandon their country in seeking security, covering their basic needs and opportunities, forcing host countries to meet their needs, including our country. In this context, Chile would like to specifically stress the risks that would accompany any military escalation or armed conflict. A confrontation such as this would have devastating humanitarian consequences. It would only deepen the suffering of the civilian population and would further aggravate the process of displacement, insecurity, and vulnerability. Any dispute should be dealt with exclusively through peaceful means. In strict adherence to international law, the sovereignty of states, and the prohibition of the use or the threat of the use of force. Mr. President, in the face of this complex scenario, Chile considers the role of multilateral mechanisms of dialogue and prevention to be very valuable. In this spirit, we particularly view the role of the United Nations and in particular the role that could be played by the Secretary General and this Council, with the consent of the parties, to contribute to the reducing tensions and seeking understandings that favor a political and sustainable solution, a peaceful and sustainable solution. Prudent leadership and the experience accumulated by our organization could be important in preventing a deterioration of the situation and maintaining the channels of communication open. Mr. President, our conviction is clear. The challenges confronting Venezuela do not have a military solution. They can only be tackled through peaceful processes that are gradual and inclusive, that consider the legitimate aspirations of the Venezuelan people and give priority to the protection of the civilian population. Chile reiterates its readiness to support constructive initiatives that point in this direction and to work together with the countries of the region and the international community for the benefit of stability, mutual understanding, and respect for the principles that sustain this organization. Thank you.